What's up, you guys? This is HJ here, and welcome to another YouTube video. And today, I'm going to do a little short unboxing slash detailed overview of the Galaxy Tab A8. Now, I'm not feeling at my best right now, so I'm gonna try my best here. And I also did already open this to do the setup, so as you can see here, the charger and the cord are already out. It is a 15 watt charger. Personally, if you guys want to get the fast charging, I would suggest using a 45 watt charger or higher, which I'm going to show you guys what I have because I have a Samsung phone, which is what I'm using to record this on. And if you have like a charger that goes with like your Samsung phone, or your, if you have like a more powerful tablet and you have one of these bad boys and you might have a longer cable type C to type C, I would recommend using that personally, because you're going to get way faster charge off of one of those than you are going to get off of one of these bad bricks. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open this up. It should be pretty easy to open. I'm trying to hold the camera with one hand. Let's see. You know, they have a habit of doing this where the box is quite tight. There we go. And here's the device itself. Now I'm going to set this to the side. You also get, of course, the charger, this guide, which is like the warranty and quick start guide information. And then in this box on the left, you'll typically get a SIM card ejector, which is, in my case, I have the Wi-Fi model, not the 4G or 5G model that comes in the Americas. So you guys may have a Wi-Fi version. It will be for the SD card. If you have the SIM card version, which is a data version that you might get at like US Cellular or Verizon or Boost, whatever you guys use, you'll probably have a SIM card ejector, which you will. And in that model, you also get a SIM card tray to go along with it, and it should be attached to the micro SD card tray as well. Now, going to the device, this bad boy is 10.5 inches, and it's not even really that bit much bigger than the A7. A7 was what, 10.4? So I mean, really, the only main difference between the display here is just you're getting a little bit larger screen, same refresh rate, and of course, they're both TFT, so it's not a huge bump like the S series, but it does get the job done. I like it. It's pretty light, I'd say. I can hold this thing with the palm of my hand, and it's moving around side to side, up and down. Doesn't feel like I'm carrying a laptop or anything. It just feels like I'm carrying just a basic aluminum tablet, which is how a tablet is supposed to feel. Now, going to the device itself, don't mind my YouTube, you'll notice that, the display is a TFT. It gets pretty bright. Turn off my adaptive brightness so you can see that. And it is a little glossy, but not that bad. It's not as bad as like some Windows laptops that I have used before, where you see every single reflection, but it is kind of glossy because, like with most tablets, it's a glass touchscreen. So I think most laptops are glass touchscreens too. So glare, reflection. I mean, you can kind of notice my on-air sign if you pay close attention. You can kind of see it reflecting in there. Other than that, it's bright enough. Use this outdoors, indoors, and it should compensate for the glare and reflection and kind of offset that so it's not as noticeable. And one other thing that I am going to point out is that I have the 32 gig model. So you will get, with the 32 gig model, you will get 3 gigabytes of RAM by default. And if you get the 64 gig or 128 gig, you will get the 4 gig model. But let me show you guys a little trick. If you go into your memory settings, you can go to RAM Plus and pick one. And what it will do, you can read it right here for yourself as well. It says that basically RAM Plus will use some of your tablet storage space and give you extra memory. So even if you have that 3 gigabyte maximum cap, If you pick RAM plus, if you exceed that, it's not going to be as big of a deal because you can always pick from one of these and it'll give you a slight boost so you'll have a little bit more breathing room. And what I also have to say for those that are wondering if you want to move your apps to the SD card, there is a way to do that, but it's not conventional because on Android 12 and 13, they remove that feature. So let me show you guys what you guys do. Okay, you'll scroll down all the way in developer options, and if you don't know how to get to developer options, go to your software information and just tap build number like 10 times. Say that developer mode has already been turned on. And I'm going to scroll all the way down. Just keep scrolling. I know it's a lot of settings. Bear with me. And as far as you can, and when you finally get to the area that deals with storage, go to where it says tear, and down here it'll say force allow apps on external. And what that does is any app that's not pre-installed with the device, like your Samsung apps or your Google defaults, any app that's not one of those, it will force the storage in the background to allow it to be switched to the SD card. So when Samsung locked it, they could not get rid of it for developers because why would they? That's for mainly for developers. And so you can take advantage of that and that little loophole that will allow you to force your apps on external and go around what that removal was supposed to do, which is to prevent you from moving them. Well, now you can go around that. So a little loophole secret there for you. Hopefully Samsung doesn't remove it at some point. I don't think they will. It's been 2 years, and most people that I've researched on that have done that have said that it still works to this very day. And I've even tried it. It still works. So I don't think they're ever going to remove that. So that's a good thing. Another thing is the performance of this device. I like it. And I will say that if you're trying to run anything very demanding for gaming, you might want to turn the settings down a little bit. It's not as powerful as my phone, where I can run every single thing known to man, but it will run everything based on basic settings. Just keep in mind that it's not like a Snapdragon chip, so you're not gonna be doing Genshin on max settings necessarily. But you might be able to get playable settings on pretty much everything if you turn the settings down to like low to medium. It's okay. I don't plan on using this primarily for gaming, but if you want to do cloud gaming, you do have that option that does exist. It's not an iPad, so you can do it straight from the app. And so that's a plus side to this. And I really like that because I like to have access to my first party games, and a lot of Android games don't support controller unless you do hacks and stuff for it. And even the ones that do, there are quite a few, there are like very few of them. If you want to do a controller-based game, if you want to do cloud gaming on GeForce or Game Pass cloud gaming, you used to call it xCloud, well, we call it cloud gaming now. Or if you want to do something on Steam Cloud or AMD Link, those also work on this device. So that's always a plus too. And I will say for my Minecraft gamers, I tried Minecraft, and any world that is significantly big may actually crash your game. I tried a Minecraft realm that had like a very large city. And even with the settings on low, it was trying to render everything, and my game froze. So keep that in mind. If you are planning to do a Minecraft world, keep the size in mind, because depending on what world you're trying to run, it may not run, because if it has too much stuff to render, it may crash your game. So I did find that out, that is a little bit of an issue for me, because I love Minecraft. I thought I would point that out. And another thing to keep in mind is that social apps like Discord and Excel, word processing, all of that is perfectly fine. you'll have absolutely no issues with that. And if you do, it's probably a bug in the app itself, because the device runs all that stuff just fine. And my last point that I'm going to make here is that it does have quad speakers. So you'll see the speakers here, top, bottom, makes it sound loud. And Samsung devices are, most of them are Dolby Atmos enabled, most of the newer ones. So if for by any chance you want to make your speakers sound louder, you just go into sound settings, you go into sound quality and effects. I have mine set to movie, and it'll make your speaker sound really loud. And just so that I can do a sound test, I'm going to play a little bit of Spotify music, but I'm going to play something that's not copyrighted necessarily. As a matter of fact, actually, I'll do the Minecraft soundtrack, since that's a game, so it'll probably won't get by with that. This is at like 45%, by the way. If you turn it to 100, you're gonna make your whole room sound like pig step. But yeah, just a little sound test there. I would have turned it up to 100, but I didn't want to blow anybody's eardrums off. Alright, very last thing before I wrap this video up. One thing that I will say is that two things, the camera and the Type-C charging. First off, it's Type-C charging. Use a 45-watt charger if you want to get that fast charge. Last thing is the camera. Now, the camera is okay. You guys can see this quality. It's might not be as good on my phone camera, but you can kind of see it's decent. But it does have some pixelation if you're looking at it really close. So, I mean, if you're trying to take photos outside, I don't see why you can't. But this is not a Samsung A53 or a Samsung S-Series tablet or S-Series phone camera. It's not going to look like, oh, you're in this mysterious painting type thing. It's not going to look like that. It's going to look like you're inside of a room in the 90s or 80s with some slight pixelation on your camera kind of situation. It's not going to look very vibrant is what I'm getting at, but it will get the job done. You can take photos and videos with it, but if you're trying to do anything like YouTube or whatnot, I would not use this camera just because it's going to look slightly pixelated, but I mean, it is what it is. Anyways, if you like this video, hopefully you guys did. I tried to do it on short notice. And happy holidays to you guys, and I'll catch you guys in the next video.